Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and, you know, we got a bombshell revelation coming from James O'Keefe and his O'Keefe Media Group, the OMG. Yeah, you may have heard about this, but they exposed how IBM CEO Arvind Krishna has been openly incentivizing his employees to deliberately hire only non-white and non-Asian applicants, which, of course, means that they were financially incentivized to racially discriminate. I kid you not. I mean, despite the fact, you know, the Supreme Court's recent unequivocal decision striking down discriminatory practices in workplace hiring and school admissions, nevertheless, the wokesters in corporate America are continuing to implement discriminatory diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Now, the good news is that we're already seeing former Trump advisor Stephen Miller's America First legal team. They're getting involved with this, and they're pushing back against IBM big time. But I got to tell you, I think the real good news is that patriots like you aren't waiting around for our corporate elite to fix their ways. As we detail every week on this channel, a thriving parallel economy dedicated to faith, family, and freedom is in full swing. We've seen the success of mass boycotts, as well as boycotts, as well as major new marketplaces developing to appeal to and connect conservatives all over the nation. I'm joined today by my good friend and New York Times bestselling author Chris Weidner, who has recently teamed up with the one and only Dinesh D'Souza to start the Red Referral Network to counter the woke DEI nonsense that we've seen pollute so much of corporate America. Now, you can check out the Red Referral Network by clicking on the link below. You're going to absolutely love it. It's an amazing parallel economy resource. So, Chris, welcome, my friend. Great to see you again. It's been way too long.
Great to see you. I always loved the memories of you and I hanging out at some events together, and it's great to see you again, and appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, Chris. Yeah, I miss our get-togethers. They were awesome all over the country. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
So what do you think's going on here? I mean, this is IBM. This isn't, you know, this isn't some peripheral company. This is the CEO of IBM pushing the wokest of woke nonsense and then financially incentivizing employees to comply with these discriminatory policies. I mean, what do you see is going on here?
I think there's two things. One, it's just racism. And I think, you know, I think a lot of conservatives, we are naive because we are good people. And we tend to think, well, I wouldn't lie to anybody, so nobody would lie to me. Who lies? Right. Nobody lies. These people are doing it on purpose because they hate white people. They view white people as, you know, colonialists and racist and, you know, all these kinds of things. They look at white history and they find the negative things, but they don't look at other history. I mean, you know, Chinese killed 60 million people of their own, you know, their own people. Slavery happened all across Africa, you know, but I think in some ways it's just pure blatant racism. But the other thing, Dr. Steve, I think that's interesting, and I've done a little bit of digging on this, is people say, oh, it's corporations that are driving this. It's BlackRock and, you know, some of those groups. But somebody said, no, it's actually one step deeper than that. BlackRock isn't doing it because they think it should be done. What's happening is, let's take California, for example. How many hundreds of billions of dollars sit in funds like the teachers' unions, the state employees' unions, and those things get invested with BlackRock? Mm-hmm. It's not BlackRock just going, you know what we should do? We should start a thing called DEI. It's the politicians who say, you're going to do this or we're going to pull $400 billion out of your funds. So here's what we want you to do. And that actually makes sense to me, that it's being driven by those with a political agenda. And right. So I think that's really what's happening. And of course, IBM would be one of the first ones that you start with. And then you merge the fact that he's a person of color who obviously doesn't like white people or Asian people, because they're also included in that. So that combined with this sort of dictate from their puppet masters, and it all kind of actually makes sense.
Yeah, it is interesting, you know, because I would totally fortify, I'd steel man what you just said, because back in the day, you know, 19th, 20th centuries, the wealthy, you know, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, what did they spend their money on? They spent their money on beautifying culture, right? We had extraordinary church building boom in the 19th and early 20th centuries. And we're talking gorgeous stone cathedrals. You know, we had music conservatories built like the one built by George Peabody in Baltimore in the 1860s. We had art galleries, all kinds of noble cultural projects.
Yeah, Vanderbilt built 1,000 libraries for Americans.
Because they loved Western civilization. They saw themselves as part of this gift of Western civilization. Today's rich, look at what they're doing. They're like a bunch of woke activists that waste their money on radical left-wing politics, which ironically only ends up destroying our culture.
They're sort of inoculated from that because of their wealth. Right. You know, I'll tell you what, I have a friend of mine. I haven't probably talked to him for a few years now, but he is very, very well known. At least the magazine that he owns is very, very well known. And it's one of the most famous magazines in America. And I don't want to out him, but he is personally very conservative, but he's very liberal in public. And I got to know him over the course of a few years, and we were on the phone one time, and I said, I think I finally figured you out. And he goes, what? What are you talking about? I said, no, I figured it out. You're conservative. You live your life conservatively, but you're a liberal publicly. I figured it out. And he goes, what? And I go, you don't want to be uninvited from the cocktail parties.
Right.
And he agreed with me. He kind of chuckled and goes, well, there's a lot of truth to that. So his friendship relationships drive what he says publicly, even though he lives his life conservatively.
Right.
You know, it's kind of interesting how that pressure can come on somebody and force them to be somebody that they're not in order to gain acceptance.
Yeah, it's stunning. I think you're absolutely right. It is a very sort of, it is an anti-Western civilization dynamic that's behind it, probably because it's pushed by globalism and globalist dynamics just seem to be so, yeah, they seem to be so adverse to any counter, any option to globalism.
I read the other day, I need to check it out. So this is just something I read. I need to confirm it. But for the first time ever, over half the Forbes 400 members received their money via inheritance as opposed to actually earning it.
Wow.
And I think it's really interesting when people inherit the money, and I've known a lot of wealthy people who've inherited their money, and they feel a little guilty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of white guilt, a lot of liberal wealthy guilt. I had a friend who came from a very wealthy family in Seattle, and you know, he was always promoting, oh, you take care of this group and that group and the other group. And I said, yeah, it's easy for you to say. You live behind a gate, you get in your car, your gate opens, you go to a private garage, you get out of your private garage and go up an elevator straight to your office. You don't ever have to see any of these folks, but you want to take my money and give it to them. He goes, right. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, there certainly is. Absolutely. Yeah. Gag, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Chris Widener of Red Referral Network. He's teamed up with Dinesh D'Souza. Check them out. They're amazing. Click on the link below. It's an incredible parallel economy resource. Chris, is there any, I mean, are you familiar? I mean, in light of the Supreme Court decision some months back overturning affirmative action as inherently discriminatory, I'm curious if you know if there's been any accountability here with these corporations. It just seems like, you know, what we're seeing with IBM and elsewhere, it's a kind of almost contempt of court. You know, is there any mechanism for holding these guys accountable?
Sure. You sue them and then they go, okay. And they, how much is the fine? Who do we make the check out to?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
And so to them, it's a win-win. We do it as long until we get caught. And then we just write a check out of our overflowing coffers. Right. And if you remember, I can't remember what it was. It might have been the canceling the student debt. I can't remember what it was. But Biden actually said out loud, yeah, my constitutional friends, they're telling me that it's going to get overturned. But in the meantime, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll win an election in the meantime. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do. We'll just do it. If we get caught, we get caught. You know, it's what I say about what's going on with Trump right now is we're going to prosecute him. We're going to throw everything at him. And if we can convict him on something, we win. If we can't, we get him on the news every night, sitting there giving mugshots, sitting in court, telling everybody he's been indicted 91 times. Right. It's win-win for them to be bad people.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Well, obviously, Americans are fed up with this garbage. We've noticed this parallel economy growing. What are you saying? So you're on the front lines of this now with Dinesh. Dinesh has obviously himself been on the front lines of advocating for a parallel economy for a long time now. How have you noticed? What kind of trends are you noticing with regard to the current state of the building of a parallel economy?
Well, and I will say there's really two people that really opened my eyes to the parallel economy. Dinesh, obviously, and you. And all the speeches that I heard you give and those kinds of things really opened my eyes up. And when we started the Red Referral Network, which is basically, for those of you who are listening, you've probably heard of BNI, Business Networking International, local groups that meet together and they share referrals. That's what the Red Referral Network is. And it's BNI for conservatives. And then Dinesh creates the content for the groups and stuff like that. I don't know that it would have worked 7 years ago.
Right.
Because before Trump, you know, ran for office and the left went apoplectic over it. And then they decided the only way to win is to just destroy him, destroy anybody that follows him, lie, cheat, steal, wage all sorts of warfare, lawfare, anything we can. And when they started calling us racist, homophobic, sexist, transphobic insurrectionists, now people are like, I'm sick of giving my money over there.
Yeah.
Let's do it ourselves. And so, you know, typically Starbucks does something. I'm never drinking Starbucks again. But then they go drink it from a local coffee shop where the woman makes $3,000 a year off of you and she donates $1,000 of it to the Biden reelect campaign.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do is to make people think it's not just the big companies. You know, if you add up all the money given to politicians and political organizations by individuals and small businesses, it is over 8 times more than the large PACs and the large businesses.
Wow.
Because there's tens of millions, 50 million, 75 million individuals and small businesses that donate to the left, as opposed to, you know, Amazon throwing $50 million in a pot.
Right.
Or whatever. So we're trying to say, don't just think about it in terms of the big grand scale. Think about the small scale and all the people that you're giving your money to because you haven't really thought about it.
And this is where local networks kick in, isn't it? So I've been to your site. Tell people when they click on the link below and they check out Red Referral Network, what right away they're asked to
give us their name and their zip code, or not name, email and zip code. That puts you into our system. You're now registered with it. It's totally free. We've got lots of great things. In fact, we have a 1 month free Epic Times thing at the very end. Once you fill out the questionnaire, we've got about a 90-second questionnaire. Tell us a little bit about yourself. But it's free to join the network. And then we have the local groups that we're building out. We're spending a lot of money on the website because it's all going to be driven by zip code. Mm. And so if somebody says, I want to start a Red Referral Network group in my hometown, we've had over 250 people already say, I want to start a group. That's the biggest need we have right now is people who say, I can lead a group, I can host a group. And really, it's more like facilitating. We do all the training and that kind of thing. If they check off that they want to be a leader, we've got put them into a separate list. We give them all the training. We have live training. We have continued training and support for them. But let's say that I want to start a group here in the town where I live, zip code 37363. And I say, okay, I'm going to be a leader. I'm starting a group. And I decide to meet it, you know, a local coffee shop. We actually have a conservative woman who owns a local coffee shop, and I put it up there. We're meeting at Wired Coffee, and it's going to be 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. Now, when somebody else comes in, and I don't know who they are, but they come in through Dinesh or through you or through whoever they might have heard it about, and they type in 37363, two things will happen. They will be notified that there's already a group in their zip code, and the leader of the group will be notified that someone is looking for a group in their zip code. And so we're letting the technology drive people together so that they can connect with one another so they can start doing business together. You know, if I'm going to put $30,000 into a new roof, I'd rather give it to somebody who shares my values than somebody who's going to take $3,000 of it and give it to the Biden reelect campaign. Absolutely. That he can stand in the public square and say, you know, Steve Turley and Chris Widener are horrible, rotten people.
That's right. They'd say Steve, not Chris Widener. You're too good. But what I, you know, when I first came across the Red Referral Network and looked at it, it reminded me I was interviewing Colonel Doug McGregor. You've probably seen him.
Oh, yeah. I love him. He's great.
Yeah. He was really neat because he said he thought the number one thing we need right now, the number one thing we need is mass organization. Of course, you know, the lieutenant colonel is going to say that, but a mass organization. He said, you go, you know, you see all these big get-togethers that patriots have all over the country, but you'll notice there are no tables there to take down their names and get them registered to vote and so forth. We got to get organized. I love Red Referral Network precisely because it seems like it is a perfect form of organizing the patriot business community across the nation.
Well, yeah. And if you think about it, we could build a group of 50 people and only one of them ever, you know, signed up to lead the group. He signs up to lead the group. And then he goes out to four of his friends, said, hey, let's do this group. They now join it. They go tell four of their friends. Now they've got 16 plus the two. They've now got 18. And all of a sudden, it slowly goes out and nobody knows it's happening. And right. A year from now, our goal is to have 500,000 free registered members and then 100,000. 75 to 100,000 in local groups. And I love how you get it because you get these kinds of things, right? Now what happens after the 2024 election, or maybe we need poll watchers and we go, hey, we need poll watchers in Maricopa County and Fulton County up in Milwaukee County. We need some poll watchers. Who wants to go up and volunteer for the local party up there? And now we have a group of people that we could, or we have great candidates. We've got great candidates all over the country who are running for office. We can bring them onto a webinar and say, this person needs your support. And you get 75,000 people to all throw $5 in the pot.
Yep. Boom. And now you can compete against anybody who's getting funded by Soros and the like. Exactly.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the little guy when they band together. Yeah. You know, there's an old proverb that I love. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. It's exponential. It's multiplication, not addition when we get together.
Right. Yeah. Compound as it were. Yeah. It's wonderful. Gang, this is absolutely amazing resource. Red Referral Network. Just click on the link below. Learn more. It's exactly what we need. We need to build out our own business infrastructure that supports an economy dedicated to faith, family, and freedom. And that is exactly what Red Referral Network is doing. So click on that link below, get involved, and let's build. Forget building a parallel economy. Let's build a parallel civilization. Let's do it, guys. It's going to be amazing. Chris, you're amazing. Let's have you back soon. And I cannot wait till you hit that 100,000 goal. I think it's going to be sooner than you could even imagine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet.